boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
It's happening. I'm already starting to think about where every Christmas decoration is going up in the house. And you know me, I don't take this lightly.
No, I know it's not just a thought. There's probably a full map.
Oh, no, yeah. You know when you move into a new place and before you bring anything in, you map out, okay, where's the bed going? Where's the TV? Blah, 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 blah. That's what we were doing last night. We had three Christmas trees that...
Full size?
Yeah.
Oh.
Three Christmas trees I went up. And that is no ifs, ands, or buts. Like, I don't care if we don't have room. We find room. We make room.
Mm.
So we were mapping out. We're like, we got to move the couch this way. We're going to have to move this dresser this way. Like, we have it all mapped out for this weekend when we put up all three Christmas trees. I'm very excited.
I feel like I'm behind now. You're making everybody else feel like they're slacking.
Well, tonight, get your blueprint out and start.
Well, here's my problem, and maybe you have the same thing. I don't remember what crap I have. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I should keep like a running list of like, this is the tree, and I have this many mini trees, and I have this much garland. Because every year I pull it out, and I'm like, I have no idea what I'm about to get into.
Do you know, I've wanted this so bad that they have, like, I think you could buy it on, like, Amazon or Etsy, I don't know. But you can make a QR code, and then you could scan your bucket of crap, and you would be able to, you would already have pictures of everything.
Need
so
it.
I know, I need a QR code.
It's in my cart right now, I'm buying it.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
We need to talk about your pajamas and what you do with your pajamas after you sleep.
Where you wear them?
Okay. I'm not judging.
Like once or twice, don't judge.
I'm not judging because that's the whole point of this conversation is not judging. The beautiful thing about TikTok is that it's everybody from every walk of life, from every part of the world. And sometimes you realize, wait a minute, you guys do things different than me. And this started with a user named Brett, who is Australian, and did a poll saying, what do you do with your pajamas after you wear them? Do you wash them? Do you put them back in the drawer to rewear another night? Or do you put them under or behind your pillow? Overwhelmingly, the answer was people putting them under and behind their pillow. Now, this is because he's in Australia. Apparently, this is something that Australians do. They will take their PJs off in the morning and they'll tuck them in right under the pillow or right behind if the bed's made so that they're there and ready to go for the next night.
Oh, you know what? I like that efficiency.
I do too. And the comments overwhelmingly are people like, I didn't know that anybody did this. Also, you guys are kind of on to something with this. Instead of having to dig through a drawer, you're not putting something you already wore that's halfway dirty back in the drawer. You might find my PJs under my pillow from now on.
All I do is put them on top of my dresser or in my closet. I've got a little like chair, so I'll put it on top of the chair and it's hidden in the closet.
The dirty clothes chair.
Everybody's had a dirty clothes chair.
You bet we do.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
You know how last week I drove all the way to my boyfriend's work to make him vote for Whitney on Dancing with the Stars? And then I left.
I'm not judging you, but that was a little extra, maybe.
I didn't want Whitney to go home, okay?
Uh-huh.
Stakes are high. So I told him today, before we both went our separate ways for work, I said, hey, just so you know, I'm going to be stopping by to get you to vote for Whitney tonight. And probably
why do you have to stop by? Why can't you just text him, hey, remember to vote for Whitney?
I don't trust him. okay. I trust him, but not to do that. I think he'd be like, yeah, I didn't. No, you didn't.
Because
he doesn't want to vote for Whitney. That's why I don't trust it.
Right.
And he argued with me today. He's like, I'm not voting for Whitney. I'm sorry. I don't like her. I don't want to vote for her. And I'm like, okay, fine. Then who are you voting for? He's voting for Andy. He wants to vote. He's a Fandy. And I said, you know, you can vote for Andy and Whitney. It's 10 votes per couple per night. So you could vote 10 for
you could vote for everybody.
Yeah, exactly. At this point, who's actually getting eliminated if we were to all do that? But he says, I'm not giving Whitney 10 and then Andy 10. That puts him at the same level.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I don't care. I want Whitney to stay. And your little Andy can too.
Mm-hmm.
But he won't do it. But I'm still going to try.
Hold strong, neighbor man. Hold strong for us.
Hide your phone.
Yes, put a new passcode on it. I know you've had this moment where you look at your man and you're like, do you even live here? Because you don't know where anything is. You can't put anything back, right? And you never notice anything. I had this with my boyfriend Curly last night. Mind you, we've lived together for 2 years. We're standing in the kitchen, we're making dinner, and he looks over in the corner and goes, didn't we used to have like a framed piece of artwork over there that said something about like the chef is cute or whatever, because it's me, I'm the chef.
Yeah. Really?
And I was like, that hasn't been there in over a year. I got this nice big fruit bowl, which he was also there for when I purchased it. And I had to put it where the frame was because it was more useful. And I'm like, how did you not notice that that framed picture has been gone for at least a year now? And you're just now noticing. And he's like, oh, man, that kind of sucks that it's gone. What do you mean? I probably got rid of it at this point. You could have noticed a year ago and maybe talked me out of it.
Wow. As a definition of man eyes. And his are bad.
Yeah, we should go get him checked out.
Does he need a prescription?
He deserves one.
We're now less than a week away from the first stop for this year's Stuff the Wagon.
I can't believe it's here already. And if you're thinking the same thing, it's because it's earlier. You're not crazy.
Mm-mm. We bumped it up 2 weeks because we totally get how the holidays can be crazy. You've got so many parties to get to, so much shopping to do. So we're bumping it up 2 weeks before the craziness begins.
And this is all to help out our friends at Cedar Valley Humane Society. It's one of our favorite things that we get to do to make sure that they also have a happy holiday season with all of the supplies that they need. Also new this year is that we're partnering with our friends at Ziojano's.
Yeah, we're going to be at a different Ziojano's the next 5 weeks. One that's probably near you, so you could stop by, drop off your donation for Cedar Valley Humane Society, and then pop in and grab some dinner on your way to go.
So Monday, our first official stop, you are going to find us at the Marion Ziojano's doing our entire show live from the trunk of the Z1 and 2.9 station wagon, 3 to 7 p.m. All you have to do is bring by a donation, whether it's a pet supply or an office supply, cleaning supplies, and then that's going to get you a $5 coupon to use at Ziojano's too, so bonus.
Mm-hmm. And we'll be at the Iowa City Ziojano's the next 3 Mondays after that. And then we'll wrap it up on December 8th at the Ziojano's on the Southwest side.
So if you need all of the dates and you want to find a link to the wish list for Cedar Valley Humane Society, you want to see what shopping is near each Ziojano's location, you can find all that information right now on the free Z1 and 2.9 app.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Can we talk about how confused my mind, body, and spirit is?
Mm-hmm.
It finally looks like fall out there, but we're all ready for Christmas.
I know. I love it.
It's a very confusing time. It did not feel like fall for the entire October when we were all ready to be spooky and have the pumpkin and wear the sweater, get the Uggs out. It didn't really happen until like Friday.
Yeah, pretty much.
And now we're all ready to move on to 'tis the season to be jolly. And it looks like fall out.
Yeah, and the leaves haven't quite fallen just
yet. Well, and it's beautiful. Don't get me wrong.
I know.
I don't want to listen to sweater weather anymore. I want to listen to
Deck the Halls. You a Merry Christmas.
How do we get through this time?
I don't know. It's going to be awkward, though.
It feels very awkward.
I was telling you last night, we started mapping out the entire house. Where are the Christmas trees going?
Because
we got 3 of them. But now that we have a house, me and my boyfriend, neighbor man, I think we can go even crazier. You know what? Like, there's room to
I'm scared of whatever that means coming from your mouth.
We have room now to go crazy. That's why all 3 of the Christmas trees are going up this year. Last year, we could only fit 2. This year, all of them. And maybe more. We'll see what my heart tells me.
Oh, dear God.
But last night, we were talking about where one of the trees is going to have to go. So we don't have a whole lot of outlets. So we might have to run a cord and put a rug over it. You know, things like
okay,
that.
Okay, yeah.
He's like, so you got to look for a Christmas rug. I said, bet.
Whoa.
And then I was like, okay, well, are we putting any Christmas lights up on the house? And he's like, you know what? I think I can do that this year. Maybe I'll get up on a ladder. We'll just put a couple. They won't go crazy, but we will put a couple.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what about inflatables? Because I found a dachshund one. and I want it.
Right.
He said, go crazy. Whatever you want, put it in the cart. I'll pay. I said, don't.
What did you do to him?
I'm going to buy a whole Hallmark store. Shut your mouth.
I mean, what's the deal here? He's buying and you're paying the electricity bill or what?
No. Maybe this man, you know what? It just hit me. Maybe this man thinks that if he distracts me by letting me get whatever I want for Christmas, I'll be just too distracted to think about getting engaged.
Dear God. And that, you just proved what's wrong with you right there.
Last night, we both watched Finding Mr. Christmas, episode 2, which we're going to get into all of that, how our bracket's looking in a few minutes. But as we were watching it last night, I did what I did the first day, and that was fast forward through the commercials. Because the Hallmark's got a lot.
They got a lot. And it starts at 7. We both have it recorded on our TVs. So that, I kind of like that because I can just catch up and fast forward once I get home.
First commercials go through and I fast forward. The second one, I get in trouble for it. My boyfriend Abraham's like, what are you doing? Stop fast forwarding through commercials.
I feel like most men are like, God, get back to it.
No, he did not want me to. He goes, why are you doing that? We need to see every single commercial so we know what to expect on the Hallmark Channel this year.
What? I seriously think that you have undergone some sort of brain surgery on this man.
He's hypnotized. Don't ask. He's on lots of drugs. I've poisoned him. No, I haven't.
No, I don't believe you when you say you're kidding.
I swear to God. No, he didn't want to fast forward through the commercials because he's like, we're going to see, like, you know,
what crappy movies are coming out this year?
Yes! And he's like, and we got to make our list of Hallmark movies we're going to be watching this year. So I got in trouble. So we watched every single one after that. I swear he's not on. I haven't actually.
Has he been cloned? I'm seriously concerned for the well-being of this man. This is not
normal. Are you going to put a welfare stick on him?
I'm going to put the bat signal out for the real neighbor man. We're doing a bracket against our boyfriends for the Hallmark reality TV show Finding Mr. Christmas. Episode 2 was last night. It got hostile in my house. I don't know about you, and it's only week 2.
No, if anything, he just says he's jealous of how the turnout was after episode 2.
So we thought that both our boyfriends were going to pick Gabriel.
Yep.
Because he did really bad last week. Curly went rogue on me. I didn't know that he wasn't going to. I figured 100% because last week he was the guy that we were both dogging on. Like, this guy is brutal. But he switched up and I got home last night and was like, okay, who'd you pick? And he said Davey. Out of nowhere. Like, interesting.
Neighbor man did pick Gabriel.
As suspected.
As suspected, yes.
We conspired. We,
on the air, because I told you what happened last season is that somebody would do really bad in an episode and just magically got better the next. So I said, don't pick the person who went bad just because I have a gut feeling they're going to be better this next episode. Mm-hmm. And what do I know? Just that, because that's what happened last night. Gabriel, fantastic.
Oh, he was like one of the faves.
And I was rooting for him. So I've still picked Gabriel just to be safe, because if the two boys did, then we would be doomed.
Right.
So I picked Gabriel.
Mm-hmm. I picked Drake, who I also picked in week 1.
We were right.
Yeah,
because I told her to do it.
Oh, my God.
So glad I told you.
Can I just tell you? So the guy that my boyfriend Curly picked, Davey, also ended up being really good. He won the freaking challenge,
so
baby.
He was mad about that.
Oh, my God. He was raging in my living room. Are you kidding me? He wasn't even that good. He's going to go home next week, blah, blah, blah. And when I asked him why he didn't pick Gabriel, he goes, well, they said that he had good eye contact. I'm like, this man's listening, by the way. He was giving me valid points. And then my guy, what was his name?
The one you picked?
Yeah.
Drake?
Drake. Drake gets sent home. I'm not kidding. I jumped on the couch. I was so freaking excited.
Over oh, my God. Hallmark.
Dude, it felt really good to beat him. We're in this bracket, by the way, with our boyfriends for Hallmark's Finding Mr. Christmas. Boys versus girls. And we took the lead last night.
Yeah, we did.
We were tied after week 1. Everybody had 8 points. Now, you, Neighbor Man, and Curly all have 22 points. And I have 24 points. So, team girls, we have 2 more points than them.
Yes.
Going in hot with a lead. Is it going to ruin my relationship? It might. Because last night he said he wasn't talking to me.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he said I'm not talking to you for 10 minutes. Oh.
So, can you imagine if
those 2 points were really worth it?
Can you imagine if, like, you know, you talk about how you and Curly broke up and people would be like, hey, like, I'm so sorry, but, like, can I ask why? And you'd be like, it's that stupid Finding Mr. Homework Christmas show.
Not even because I thought, like, one of them was hotter than him, because he didn't pick the right Mr. Homework.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I know you love Reese Witherspoon, Destiny.
I do.
As the Legally Blonde fan that you are. So I have to get your opinion on what she says is wrong with the dating scene. She says that the dating scene now is so tough because they don't make rom-coms like they used to.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah.
She was on a podcast.
Reese Witherspoon knows.
Uh-huh. They were talking about how it seems like guys just don't come up to you anymore and be like, oh my gosh, I think you're really cute. Mm-hmm. Can I have your phone number? Here's exactly what she said. Her theory is, it all has to do with rom-coms and sitcoms. You know how there's been, like, the past 10 years, I would even say the past 15 years, this decline of making of rom-coms. Mm-hmm. And it's not even just the movies, it's also the TV. The shows that you would watch when you were 11 or 12 or 13 that made you imagine and visualize dating skills.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is, but I do think these 10 to 15 years where the internet started, social media started, and then we stopped, we started going, rom-coms are cringy.
Mm-hmm.
But it was actually where we learned social dynamics and dating.
This woman knows what she's talking about. I know, and I know what you're thinking while listening. You're like, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. But no. She's seriously so right. How many times did you watch a TV show and you would look up to it, right? Whether it was a character or the whole family. AKA, for me, it was Full House. Yeah, it was like a family that was a little dysfunctional, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they would have their flaws and they'd have to hug it out, but I looked forward to it because at the end of the day, it showed how much they love each other. I'm like, I want a family like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I would agree with this, that there isn't that love, or the couples don't stay together as long in TV shows too, or they don't hype it up. Like, I'm thinking back of the day, I watched Castle. What a great show.
What a random lore that is.
And you wanted Kate Beckett and Castle to end up together, but they went on and on forever for so many seasons, not giving you anything. And you would just hope the next episode, finally, they would confess their love to each other. We need more of that. Sorry. Somebody hired me to create TV shows.
Sorry, I did not know you were the number one Castle fan in the entire state.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
You know I hate making phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
I hate making phone calls, especially when they're awkward. I've had a low tire the last couple days. I've had enough. It's time for me to take it in. There's a leak. There's a nail. I don't know what's going on. So I did the big girl thing today, put on my big girl panties, and I called the dealership, okay, to see if they could help me out or if I needed to take it somewhere else. And they do the thing where they're like, hey, what can we help you with? Who do we need to transfer you to? I need the service department. As soon as I get transferred over, the quality of this call, down the drain. I could not understand a word this guy was saying to me. He was breaking up every other word, but then I would catch one thing and I could kind of answer his questions, like, which tire is it? I'm like, oh, it's my, like, back passenger side. And then he was asking if I wanted to drop it off at a certain time or leave it for the day. And then I started panicking and I kept saying, I'm so sorry. Can you say that again? I can't hear you. But I finished the call, so I'm pretty sure I'm taking it on Thursday. I don't know what time. I'm going to drop it off and see what happens.
What if it was like 3 Thursdays from now?
See, yeah, I don't know. It could be this Thursday. It could be next Thursday. It could be Thursday in 2026.
You're going to be that weirdo. Man, why are you here?
You're not making me feel any better.
This weekend, me and my boyfriend, neighbor man, went to a coffee shop in Marion. And I ordered something that I have ordered from, like, Starbucks before, okay? However, it's, like, locally owned, so it's a little bit more fancy, right?
Yeah.
I ordered a cortada. I like them. I think they're good. However, at this local coffee shop, when they gave me my cortada, They also gave me a glass of soda water. I'm like, what?
Gross.
Do I mix them too? Like, what am I supposed to do? I was so confused because I've never had this before. So my dumb butt asked ChatGPT what it's for.
I have no idea if that makes you feel any better.
Well, I didn't want to just drink my cortada and then not drink the soda water. And then people be like, oh, she's so stupid. You're supposed to mix them. Or you're supposed to, I don't know, rinse with soda water.
It's like a wine tasting. You don't understand any of the bougie rules. You just do it because they tell you to.
Exactly. So I asked ChatGPT, I'm dumb. Why when I ordered a cortada from my local coffee shop that they gave me a glass of soda water and also a spoon? I should have mentioned that. There was a little mini spoon. What the heck am I supposed to do with that? ChatGPT said, LOL, you are not dumb. This is actually one of those fancy coffee shop mysteries that make total sense once you know it. Cortada, equal parts of espresso and steamed milk, small, strong, smooth. Soda water, a palate cleanser. So basically, a lot of specialty coffee shops give it to you so you could sip it before or after, your choice. And then you can taste the espresso taste better. Like it just, mm-hmm. your taste buds can taste it better. And then the spoon is to stir the crema, which is on top of my cortada, and separate that a little bit more. I was like, I didn't even know what I was doing. So I just stuck the spoon. I'm like, stirring my cortada. Mm-hmm. And the soda water, respectfully, ew, I'm not that girl.
I hate a soda water.
I've never had one before. That's disgusting.
Oh, it's like.
It's disgusting.
It's like a burp of a White Claw.
It is. So I did it. I did what, ChatGPT told me to look fancy. I took a sip of my soda water and then a sip of my cortada. I did notice that difference. It was a good palate cleanser.
I'm sure, yeah.
I don't want to do that again. Don't make me taste something nasty to taste something good. I'm sorry. What?
You just made everything make sense. Is that why it works?
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason. Destiny.
I'm shocked that we do not have a vending machine here at work.
I know, because I feel like the amount of times people forget their lunch.
Mm-hmm. Want a snack.
Or I am totally guilty of this being like, oh, I want like a fizzy pop.
Yeah, you start craving a Coke like in the middle of the day. Mm-hmm. Dude, this company would make so much money off of us. If we had a vending machine.
It's probably a good thing for my my personal health, but I do some days wish we did.
Whoever would have to man it would be tired of having to go to the store.
Constantly refilling it.
Yeah. Like, dang it, Destiny and Taylor, you drink way too much.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're talking about vending machines for tonight's trivia question. 22% of people wish they could buy this in a vending machine. What is it?
You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
22% of people wish they could buy this in a vending machine. What is it?
I'm going to add whatever it is to my PowerPoint for the bosses.
Yeah. Put it on there.
This is why we need a vending machine.
Yeah. We can put it in my office.
Done. I'm down. I'll even load the thing in.
Okay, deal.
You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
2.9. We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
Just know if you got a vending machine at your work, we are so jealous of you.
I was also jealous of big high schools that had them too.
I think, sorry.
By my senior year, we maybe had.
What did they do for basketball games?
We had a concession stand.
But before the concession stands open?
Mm-mm.
Really?
No. And I don't think even then, at that point, we didn't have a soda one because we weren't allowed to have that. Mm-hmm. We just could only have water.
Well, we had four. A lot of them were...
What?
Oh, yeah. They were right next to the gym. We had four, and they were mostly Gatorades. Mm. This is right across the gym. And I don't remember if we had I think we had maybe one soda, but the rest were all Gatorade. But they were locked. You weren't allowed to get them... during school hours. It was only before.
What?
Yeah. At that point, what are you doing? Come on now. Yeah, but they were locked. I couldn't just skip second period and go give me a Gatorade.
Yeah. Weird.
Mm-hmm. Well, tonight's trivia question is, surprisingly enough, about vending machines. The question tonight, 22% of people wish they could buy this in a vending machine. What is it? Apparently, the entire Anamosa school would have been just something.
They probably have one now because they got everything good after I left.
That's how it happens.
Yeah. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029. But so far, 1899 said beer.
Can you imagine?
You know where that would be, like, so convenient is sporting events.
Go. We want somebody sloshed at... Are you talking like Iowa?
No, oh my God, not high school. Oh my, sorry, I should totally.
Well, my first thought was high school. I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't want my dad.
That's not appropriate.
I don't want my dad to be sloshed while watching.
No, that's not appropriate.
Talking about Iowa. Okay,
yeah,
sorry.
College or professional sports. Just think you're at like Carver Hawkeye Arena, and sometimes those lines get a little crazy, especially since they did start selling beer, that if you could just walk up to a vending machine.
And put it far away. Right? So people really have to walk if they want a beer and make it cheaper. Just a little bit cheaper than concession stands.
A little discount.
Uh-huh. It'll get them every single time.
Mm-hmm.
Sam said eggs. God, that'd be so nice.
Where are we putting the egg machine?
Outside the grocery store.
Ooh.
What I'm saying, how many times you just need eggs, right?
Yeah, but then like
you
a go little in, get and go.
Yes, but then you go in and next thing you know, you've got M&Ms, you've got bread, you've got
Because you got the
cereal.
Eggs are in the back and you got to walk past all the naughty things.
Yeah. Well, 100%. But if eggs, I always need eggs at any point in time of the day. Don't ask questions, but I do.
Period. You might be honest with them there. 3302 said pizza.
Oh my God.
I think that, again, even if it was just outside of a pizza joint, because sometimes you just need a slice. College campus, that would go crazy.
Oh, my God, yeah.
It's like the cupcake. They had those cupcake. Some cupcake place was super viral like years ago for having cupcake vending machines.
I thought you meant Iowa had a cupcake vending machine. I was like, wow, we definitely had different school.
Never would have seen the end of me.
22% of people wish they could buy this in a vending machine. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in two songs.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
The question tonight, 22% of people wish they could buy this in a vending machine. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
underwear.
Interesting.
You know what? Put that near restaurants, right? Because how many times do you eat something at a restaurant, upset your tum-tum, next thing you know, oopsie daisies?
Not, no. No, I don't think that's that regular. Like, things happen.
Oh, okay, never mind. Don't do that.
You might just need one, like, in your own vehicle, I think.
At all times.
Perhaps.
Ready to go.
Yeah.
I said to you earlier today, I was like, happy election day.
Thanks, bro.
And you're like, okay, so what's on the ballot today? I'm like, well, I do know that Mayor Tiffany for Cedar Rapids is on the ballot for re-election, right? And you're like, oh, what, does North Liberty have a mayor? So okay. Taylor, I think every city has or town has to have a mayor.
I will be the first one to say I'm stupid. Okay?
No, I get it. I didn't really pay attention in government
and
class
if
either.
If anything, I know that I should be educated about these things. But no, I did not know.
Yeah, there's probably other people out there who don't know. It's okay.
Yeah, I've lived in North Liberty a couple of years. My brain is if I'm renting, I'm not a real adult. You know what I mean? I'm no longer old enough to vote.
Yeah, no, I get it.
I'm not affected by things like taxes and such.
Just yet.
This is not the mindset to have. I'm not trying to influence anybody to think this way. That's me. That's a me problem.
Instead of girl math, that's girl government.
Yeah, I think just created that.
But you were like, okay, so who's up for election? And I was telling you, you got a guy named Chris who's up for North Liberty mayor, but he's not against anyone. Apparently, nobody's going
unopposed.
And you were like, should I run?
Well, okay, so I am old enough because
we had to look that up. We both didn't know.
You only have to be 18.
That's crazy.
What do I stand for? Not much. But
she's like, most days I don't even want to stand. If I could just sleep all day in my bed, I'd prefer that.
My stance is to remain horizontal as much as possible.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast.
Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.